From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Five-time Grammy winner Kirk Franklin is a performer who tries to inspire and uplift. He calls it feel-good music.
I sing because I'm happy.
I sing because I'm happy.
I sing.
I sing because I'm free.
His eyes on
the star.
That's the reason.
Franklin stormed onto the gospel scene back in 1993 with this cut, Why We Sing, from the CD titled Kirk Franklin and the Family. It became the first gospel album to sell more than 1 million copies, and it became a hit on the R&B charts. His new CD, released today, is called Kirk Franklin, The Fight of My Life. He says he chose that title because of what he sees all around him.
Seems like the climate right now that everybody is in some type of battle, whether it's just keep your home from being foreclosed or trying to keep your kids off drugs or, you know, just trying to keep your marriage together, fighting to believe in faith and seeking God for answers and just being afraid that it's always going to be like this. And so that's why I call it the fight of my life.
Franklin admits he's had plenty of demons to fight off himself. More now from NPR's Elizabeth Blair.
Since that first blockbuster in 1993, Kirk Franklin has produced 9 CDs. And with every new release, he moves a little farther away from traditional gospel.
Where you going?
Babe, don't care.
Do you even know? You too young for them clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I know you think you grown, but let him see your mind, not the crack of your behind. Baby, take your time. And realize tomorrow has trouble of its own.
Kirk Franklin was born and raised in Fort Worth, Texas. His dad wasn't around growing up, and he barely had a relationship with his mom, who was a teenager when Kirk was born. He was adopted by his great aunt, a devout Christian, who spotted his musical abilities early. The two of them did odd jobs to pay for Kirk's piano lessons. He got his first job in music when he was 11 years old, making $25 a week, directing the choir at Mount Rose Baptist Church. Today, Franklin believes everyone suffers, even those who are well off, when people are struggling. That's the message of a song on his new CD called A Whole Nation. The singer there is 11-year-old Donovan Owens, who Kirk Franklin met in Milwaukee a couple of years ago.
He came backstage at a concert and was like, can I sing a song for you? I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah. And I mean, he just opened up his mouth and he started singing one of my songs and I was just speechless. It's like, I couldn't believe this little kid singing like that. When I left him in Milwaukee, flying back to Dallas, the idea of this song came on my mind about using him as like the voice of a little Kirk, kind of talking about the stuff that I went through with not having a father. And then after talking with him and his mom and, you know, his experience with his father is shaky and it's not solid. And so then it made me feel like he can come from a place of truth.
When you talk about this song is about the 11-year-old Kirk Franklin, what was the 11-year-old Kirk Franklin like?
The 11-year-old Kirk Franklin had no idea what life was and what it was doing, and I didn't really have the privilege of thinking that the world was bigger than the hood. You know, I didn't have really, you know, much of a street swagger, even though I tried. You know, I was always at piano lessons and really wasn't famous with the girls. And even at 11 years old, I spent a lot of my time just by myself.
But not anymore. Franklin has been married for 12 years and has 4 children. It's been said that Kirk Franklin changed gospel music. By making it edgy and cool, he has attracted a bigger, younger audience. Purists have criticized his mixing the sacred and the secular, but Franklin says he sees no reason why religious music can't be just as hardcore as hip-hop.
What I'm really trying to do, man, is to thy own self be true. I think that there's a level of corniness and kind of weakness that sometimes is looked upon people that represent faith. And that's very frustrating for me because it's like, you know, I'm a dude with emotions and feelings and I have a point of view and I have opinions. You know, there's nothing weak about me just because I'm a Jesus cat.
Which also explains why this is the first Kirk Franklin album that includes a rock song. For the song I Am God, he enlisted Christian rocker Toby Mac in his band to back him.
It's like I'm fighting for my life. You hit me with another right. I feel like Jacob in the night. Won't stop till you bless me. My flesh and my will.
Yes, Lord.
It's yours not to kill.
Not to kill.
Praising myself to you.
Come on.
But living sacrifice is mine.
Ever since his first group, Kirk Franklin and the Family, disbanded several years ago, Franklin has worked with dozens of freelance singers and musicians. And on some songs, they are in the forefront. Franklin says he's happy to take a back seat if a song calls for it.
I just kind of like being wherever the song needs for me to be. Like a song like Chains, I don't come in until maybe like about 3.5 minutes into the song. And when I do come in on the song, it's really, really more than anything, it's just to let the song breathe, because the female singers on it are doing such an incredible job, and they're doing all the acrobats that, you know, it's like I wanted the song to breathe for a minute.
Oh, yes, I'm a heart full of sorrow. Chains, I won't sleep well tonight.
That's Nikki Ross singing right there, and the young lady before her name is Melanie Daniels, and these are like two icons in gospel music. True gospel heads will know those names. They're not forefront ladies, but Melanie Daniels, she's Mariah Carey's vocal coach and same background for Mariah for over 10 years. And there's another young lady, a singer named Sherry. Right there, that's Sherry right there.
Addiction and fear.
Despite a strict religious upbringing, Kirk Franklin says he listened to a lot of secular pop growing up. The first single off his new CD is a cover of Kenny Loggins' 1979 hit, This Is It.
Even as a little boy, I was always taking modern songs and putting my little Jesus message on them. And so when it was time to work on this album, and I remember driving down the street and heard the song on the radio, I was like, oh man, I remember that jam. I want to do something with that. And so, you know, there it is.
Still somehow I believe.
Come too far to die now.
Always survive.
If you're a survivor, get up.
Kirk Franklin's new CD is called The Fight of My Life. A movie about his life is also in the works. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
I've been through this before.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.